If your husband is sealing the tub with toothpaste, then you've come to the right place. It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We took care of a couple calls during the break, so if you've been trying to get in and only getting a busy signal, we've got an open line for you right now at 1-888-767-4348. You can get online, like we're going to take Miss Anna right now in Sun City. Good morning, Miss Anna. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for being so patient.
It's all right. I'm a new listener, and I'm so excited to have found you. We have a little bit of fixing up to do in my mother-in-law's home.
Okay.
It's an older home. She has a patio with artificial turf that's very weathered and beaten, and I would like to remove it. I tried pulling on it. Some does tear off. And I bought a little shovel with like a half moon thing blade on it.
Okay.
I'm trying to scrape it off, and it's not budging.
Yeah. You know, Anna, it's going to be tough. It's one of those jobs where, it's mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's going to take some elbow grease.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than that rounded scraper, you'd be better off with a square scraper. You can rent and or buy them. They're fairly expensive to buy because they're 8 inches wide, and they actually have an 8-inch razor blade that bolts to the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to spend, about $40 to $50 for a good one. It's an extended handle, so you can do the work standing up and put your weight into the job. It makes it a little bit easier. And there's a product that you might want to try and find called Beanie Do.
And I'm working on looking that up. I know Cohill's sells it. They're on 42nd Street and Ann, so they're down by the airport. They're a long way from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm checking to see if there's another supplier. But it's a soy-based product. A lot of times when you get into mastic removals, the odor from the harsh chemicals, man, just make your eyes water. But this is a complete soy-based product. So not only is it not going to burn you, make you feel like you're losing brain cells.
Toxic
fumes.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to hose it right off into the lawn or garden bed. I mean, it's not going to harm anything when you clean it up.
It kind of melts that residue gluey stuff that you're going to get off. But it's a good scraper. It's a little bit of Beanie Do. We've got your name and your number. We're going to track down the closest supplier of that Beanie Do, and we'll call you back off air and give you that, okay?
Great. Am I allowed to ask one more quick question?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Great. It's a pretty dated house, so I'm going to attempt a couple of little things around the house. But the one that's really bothering me is there a way to paint ceramic tile in the bathroom? The counters are all pink tile.
Well, they make paint. They say we'll do that. And I can tell you, I've never seen it and where it lasted very long.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a temporary solution at best. Painting ceramic tile. There are commercial services that do that, but they're coming in with pretty specialized equipment and preparation of the tile prior to just spray painting or brushing on the ceramic tile.
Okay, so it's temporary. Okay,
yeah.
You answered my question. I don't want that, so.
Okay.
We'll have to remove it.
All right, Miss Anna.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Good luck. Bye. Good luck helping. I think she said it was her mother-in-law. So, as you're there trying to help her along, give us a call anytime and see what we can do to help. Hey, Arizona Staycations, buddy. You can only register for them at RosieOnTheHouse.com, and they're a lot of fun. We have to especially thank Sanderson Ford for sponsoring it, and any of you that are listening, go to our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, and do two things. Register for the Sanderson Ford Staycation, and you get to decide where in Arizona you want to go, what you want to do, how long you want to stay, and when you go. There's no blackout dates. This is a vacation you get to design for yourself, and we make it happen for you, okay? And I'll tell you, a great staycation here the next couple weekends would be running up to the Mortimer's Family Farms on Old State Route 169 at Dewey. Right there, you may know it. Those of you old timers may know it as Young's Farm. Well, now it's Mortimer's Family Farms, and they're having the Corn Fest this weekend and next. And it is a great family event. That'd be one thing if you're looking for an Arizona staycation, looking for something to do here the next couple weeks. That'd be one you could do. And then you've got the Shade Council, Tree Council event going on up at Prescott Resort in a month, and that's open to the public if people would like to come and try and learn some more about the function of shade and trees and whatnot. So Arizona Staycation, that's two things that you got to do every time you visit our website. You got to register to win. We pull a winner every single month. Thank you, Sanderson Ford, for sponsoring that. And then you need to vote for us as the number one contractor referral directory in the state so we can maintain our number one rating. We're the only contractor referral network in the state. The only contractor referral network in the state, the only contractor referral directory in the state that has won it 5 years in a row. I rest my case. Let's get back to the calls.
Going to Hereford, down south Hereford. Of Sierra Vista. Yeah. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, hey, how are you, great. Sir?
Hey, I got a house that was built in 1920, and I guess you know we had that fire in 2011.
Yeah.
Are you, the house is off.
Are you up Ramsey Canyon?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
I know where that fire was.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not in Ramsey Canyon. I'm down Ramsey Road. I'm south of the canyon. I'm the south, the east side of 92.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay, now this house was built in 1920. It's, was like to me, they, what they did is they formed it up and they poured concrete and rock walls, okay? And then they took the floors on the outside and they used mortar and they rocked it all the way around. It's all rocked.
And then, very cool.
And then on the inside, they went in and it looks like they put about a quarter inch top coat of some kind of plaster, I guess, over all the concrete walls.
Okay.
Okay. Now what I got? I got a licensed contractor doing it, running the thing. But,
okay.
You know, we're trying to get this thing back. We got a lot of hairline cracks inside, and the top coat. I've been scraping off. You know, some of the top coat of plaster is still solid, firm. I've been trying to go around and get the loose stuff off.
Okay.
Good. I wanted to know what you thought about what we should use. We should just use a thin plaster coat to go over the patches that we made. And on these cracks, some of them get as big as, you know, maybe 3/8 of an inch, and they get into the actual concrete, not just a top coat. Now, I was thinking somebody had come up with the idea we could use polyurethane in there, and yeah, those big ones.
You know, Pete... What I was curious about is how big are the cracks? The ones that are 3/8 of an inch. I think I would trowel an elastomeric caulk into those, and that's gonna hold up pretty darn well, particularly inside where we're controlling the moisture and the temperature fairly consistently. We're not exposed to the freezing and the heating and the moisture and stuff like that. I would trowel in elastomeric caulk, and then you could top coat that with anything. You could top coat it with drywall mud. You could top coat it with veneer plaster. You could top coat it literally with 3 or 4 different products. You could go to an acrylic stucco that would hold up very well, and you could even put integral color in it. And,
that's what I do. Put the color and the paste, and then that way you don't have to come back and paint it later.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got lots of good options, Pete.
Okay. And there's a few spots where on the top plate, when we took remove what was left of it and put a new top plate up there, where they actually broke into the rock, broke through the concrete into the rock. Some of the rock is exposed from the outside, but it's still holding. I was just thinking of replacing it with I think we need to use that high strength mortar patch or whatever it is. There's some kind of real, or epoxy mortar patch or something.
Yeah, Exactly. And there's a manufacturer. It's called Custom Products. And they've got four or five different products that would work real well for you. They're the ones that are on the hardware store that are sold in like a red and white box, and they're powdered. You mix them with water, and it's high-strength, non-expansive epoxy cement. It'll hold all of that back together. Again, the brand name is Custom Products. We've got incredibly great luck with them for 40 years.
Long time, you say?
Yeah, right. Long time.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Man, we're bouncing all over. We've been to Prescott Valley, down to Hereford. You know, what's the name of that restaurant we like so much in Hereford?
Mesquite.
The Mesquite Tree, yeah. Yeah. Right at the entrance to Ramsey Canyon. That's a great restaurant.
Let's go now to Queen Creek.
Queen Creek. Boy, we are jumping all over the state.
Julie has... Oh, I'm going to give her just a second to turn down her radio. But she's leaking 8,500 gallons of water a day.
85,000.
Yes, thank you. That thousand, you missed a, whoa. 80, all right, so let me redo this. 85,000 gallons a day. That is 3,500 gallons an hour. And she's been on hold for 10 minutes. So she's lost over 350 gallons just since she's been on hold. Julie,
yeah,
how can we help?
It's 84,000 gallons a month, and it's 3,000 on average a day. Are you there?
We're just dumbfounded.
Tell us about your property.
We have an acre property. We've gone and shut everything off consecutively to see what happens as far as toilets flushing, using appliances. We've done the sprinkler system test. I've tried to explain to the township, I don't know where this water's going if I don't have a moat by now, because it's been going on for 3 months. I don't know where else to look for this water leak.
You're on a municipal water company?
Yes.
And you're on, you can pull the cover off your water meter, look at your water meter, and the dial's just spinning?
Yes.
And you can't find a leak anywhere. And it's not showing itself. That's the curious thing. That much water, you would think, would somewhere be showing up.
That's why I'm baffled. My grandfather, you know, and his grandfather, we've had plumbers in the family. They're no longer with us, but we're kind of, you know, trying everything that they've said. Oh, we had this type of situation, so we did this. And I'm like, where is all this water going? Because if you're over a three-month period of over almost 200,000 gallons of water, I should have my own swimming moat.
Yeah, you should. I mean, what are your water bills? How high have they spiked?
They're pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, I would debt.
They're hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I would call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. They've got leak detection equipment that they can put on the job. Take a look at it. They're right there in the, they serve the valley wide, but one of their offices is right there in Gilbert. Give them a ring, 602-903-1787. Let them know, you know, we gave them your name and number, and see if they can't get out there and find something. A leak that big is findable, but it is ironic that a leak that big can be hard to find, and that's the truth.